Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Nani. I'm calling from California. I just got done listening to one of your older episodes from June 2016. I started listening actually maybe a month ago, and I'm going backwards only because it's easier, and that's fine. But I'll continue once I'm done. I'll start listening to the newer ones. But I just really had to share a story with you guys because I was listening to the episode Repossessed, and it actually had a couple of Hmong people write in talking about shaman and the blood oath and sleep paralysis, which I am Hmong myself. And I just had a call. And also there's the story by, I forgot her name, but she's from Canada. And she went to Mexico and she saved the guy from drowning by hearing his voice in her head, which was really crazy. And that was just a really great episode. I'm at work now, but I just wanted to share also that both of my parents are shamans, and I'm still not really familiar with everything about it. I just know that growing up, ever since I could remember, my dad was a shaman. I mean, he's still a shaman. He just doesn't practice it anymore. He's older and he doesn't have that strength, and he's been sick too. So, and my mom, we found out she was a shaman when I was 15. And, from what I understand, how you become chosen as a shaman is you become really sick. Basically you're on your deathbed. And, I only know this because I was 15 at the time. My mom, got really sick for months. It was like 2-3 months. She was, she couldn't eat. She lost a lot of weight. She became very tiny. She couldn't get out of bed. We didn't know what was wrong. We took her to the hospital. You know, doctors couldn't find anything wrong with her. They're like, she's fine. But you could tell her face, like she was not herself. She was pale. She just looked sickly, and we're all scared. And my dad is not really in our lives. So it was just basically my mom, I'm the youngest, my sister, and my brother. And my oldest sister, but she lives out of state. So basically it's just, you know, me and my two siblings taking care of my mom. So it was very scary for us. But eventually my dad did help. He found a shaman that was able to help my mom. Even though my dad's a shaman, he wasn't able to help her. I think you have to kind of, I don't really understand it, but he had to seek someone else that was able to help her. And so it was a lady, I believe, and she told my mom that, you know, you're supposed to practice, you know, you're supposed to learn and practice shaman, because I think her spirit guides were making her sick. And so she started practicing, and she has to practice for the rest of her life. She still practices now, and she is much better. But she still gets sick here and there. And I think maybe when she doesn't practice enough. But yeah, I just want to share that. And I have many stories from when I was a kid that I would love to share with you guys too. But also because of the story of the episode I just listened to, I just have to tell you this quick story. A couple years ago, I was living by myself in my apartment, and it's like a sleep paralysis, but my culture, they believe that if you go out late at night, sometimes you could come upon a spirit, because they believe that, you know, from midnight to 3 or whatever, that around those hours that there's spirits wandering out. So it's, you know, best to not go out. But, you know, being in my 20s and going out late at night, living alone, I would come home late, you know, 1-2 in the morning. And so this one night I went out with a couple of my girlfriends. We went to like this club and I get home, go to bed. It's in the morning. I believe I didn't go to work the next day. I know it was very bright, and how my bed was set up, to the left side is the window, to the right is just a wall. So I was sleeping on my stomach facing the window, you know, so my right arm is like kind of hanging over the bed, and I just felt, you know, the sleep paralysis coming. We just felt it, you know, in the room. And so I was like, I couldn't move. My eyes were open and I could hear, and I couldn't see him. I felt a guy laying on my other side, the side of the wall where I couldn't see. And I hear him whisper in my ear, "Nani, help me." But he said, "Help me," in Hmong. And that freaked me out because, first of all, he knew my name. And second, he was speaking in Hmong. He knew I was Hmong. And that just freaked me out even more. And I don't know why I had this image of him being like all blue. And he's kind of like, I don't know, I just felt him like he was a big blue guy. And it's silly to say, but I could almost picture him like the Hulk, maybe not as huge as the Hulk, but he looked like the Hulk, but blue. And and it's weird because I could see my fingertips, right? Like I told you, my hand was hanging over the bed. And after he said, "Help me," he blew in my ear very hard. And it was like, I could hear it and I could feel it. And as soon as he blew on me, I saw my fingertips started turning blue like him. And it was slowly going up my arm towards my body. And I freaked the fuck out. In my head, I was like, he's going to make me blue like him. And I'm going to die. Like, this is it. If I don't, you know, get out of this, I'm going to die. And somehow I got out of it and I could not sleep the rest of the, you know, morning. So I just got up and I was scared. So I think I just went to my mom's house because I didn't want to be alone. So yeah, that's a story. I have plenty about my mom, about me. I feel like me and my siblings, we are sensitive too. And I hope to share more with you guys. Thank you. I really, really enjoy your podcast. I listen to you every day, on the way to work, on the way home, before bed, sometimes at work when I have time. But yeah, I listen to you guys every day. You know, keep up the good work, and I hope this podcast continues because I do not want to stop. Thank you for listening.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.